Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. We hope you have a great weekend, unless you're Tiger Woods, it sounds like, for the Masters. Sounds like Tiger messed up. But I guess he got a two-stroke penalty for his ball drop yesterday. So you may tune into the Golf Channel or other listen here on the station and figure out when his tee time may be, because they say that may change today. So feel bad for Tiger there. In studio with my partner, Red Merrill, as always. Good morning, Red.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Great to be here. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 303-331-7116. We would love to have your calls. And if this is your first time to catch our show, let me tell you just briefly what we're all about. Hunting and fishing and the outdoors and guns and ammo, archery, whatever. Anything, camping, gear, anything like that. That's what we want to talk about. And if you would like to hear about a certain topic, send me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will get your email and we will get experts on in that field. Red and I, we try to know everything, but you know what, we got to depend on a lot of our experts. So and we, you know, we don't pretend to know everything about all this stuff, I promise you, but we do have some great team of experts. And you know, we want to thank our sponsors, because without them, this show would not be possible. And if you go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, you will see our sponsors there. And we have a lot of them that deal with the outdoors, and then we have some that don't, because, as I like to say, sometimes real life happens, and you really need to know how to find a good company. And so we've got Lakewood Plumbing, which is a great company. Tori's a great friend of ours and done work for both of us and our church, and just a great company, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. And another company, Roloff Remedies, has been a very good sponsor for us and was one of our first sponsors, and we want to thank them. And you know, and just to tell you just briefly, you know, we don't just have people that want to get involved with a show that we don't know and we haven't used their services. And just to give you a very quick story on Roloff Remedies, our church was getting some new pews and carpet, and I was appointed to help find a dumpster. And so after calling a lot of companies and not even getting phone calls back, and you know, people say they'd call me back and didn't, I found this company, Roloff Remedies, and talked with a gentleman there, Bill, and you know, he said he was a broker, and I'll be very honest, as I told Bill, I said, well, man, that means you're going to call somebody, and it's not really going to, you're not going to take responsibility if something doesn't go right. And he said, Scott, just give me a chance. And I said, okay, because, I mean, I had the whole church depending on us having that dumpster there at the right time. So we did, and I have to say they were 1,000% on time, and delivered a nice dumpster, picked it up on time, and everything was exactly as he said it would be. So you'll hear an ad today that we just cut for their new spring and summer special. So I want to tell you about that. It's a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. It's free delivery, free pickup, and a 24-hour delivery on all boxes. So if you're in construction work and you need a good dumpster company, maybe you're going to do some spring cleaning, and anything like that, and you need a dumpster, and they have different sizes, that's just one of their most popular ones. So give them a call, 303-433-1553, 303-433-1553. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Well, you know, we get a lot of questions in from time to time about different things with hunting and what to do, and people move here and they don't know what to do. So, Red, I know I've got a few of these, and you've got a few of there, but what was a couple of the ones that you got in that you wanted to talk about maybe?
Well, you know, the application deadline is passed now for putting in an application for a big game hunt. It was ended on April the 2nd, and we got our applications in, I think, the night before. And we've got to where, you know, in recent years, we do it online, which has become, in my opinion, the most convenient way to do it. And you can make sure online there that you haven't made any mistakes, because it won't submit your application until you've got everything filled out and all the things. And we got our applications in for our elk hunt up in the Walden area, and for deer in Unit 51, the Douglas County area. And so hopefully we're set for that. And but, you know, there's times when in the past when we didn't get our draws and we had to go in for the over-the-counter season. And I pity every hunter that has to buy an over-the-counter license, because I've been out several times in the past and thinking you're going to go to a really good location, a place where I had hunted muzzle loading up in the Flat Tops Wilderness and never saw another hunter, and then didn't draw 1 year and had to go on the over-the-counter license, went to the exact same area, and it was covered up with hunters in an area that you almost had to have a horse to get back up in the wilderness area. And I thought, well, you know, that'll give us an advantage because I own horses, and we took our own horses and got up there. And there must have been 200 campsites in this area, and everybody had a horse. And this trail going up into the Flat Tops was like a thoroughfare, people going up and down and up and down. And I thought, well, there's no sense in us messing around here very long, because everything's going to be scared out of the woods. And it turned out to be the very fact. So I hope everyone got their applications filled in and that everyone will get their draw. And, man, what a great weekend this is, a beautiful day. And I encourage all you hunters to use weekends like this to get up and scout your area and get to know where you're going to be hunting and where you're going to camp and where the game trails might be and stuff. The more you know about the area where you're going to hunt, the more chance for success you're going to have. And so when people come to Colorado, and, you know, we're getting lots and lots of people moving into Colorado, some good and some bad. All the hunters that move in, that's a good deal for us.
Right.
Because every time you buy a hunting license, every penny of that hunting license that's spent on that hunting license goes to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department and is spent on conservation and improving habitat for wild game, and it stays in the state. And it's a good deal to buy a license. I encourage everybody, whether you go small game hunting or not, you ought to buy a small game combo hunting and fishing license to help support the efforts of the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department. And so when you move here to Colorado, you know, you have questions. How do I book a Colorado hunt? And you can go on our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we've got listed there outfitter companies. And, of course, we use Quentin Outdoors Outfitters and where we go hunting. But there's many out there that you can locate to book a hunt. But lots and lots of people in Colorado go on their own hunt on public land. I've hunted on public land for most of my hunting life. And as far as elk and deer going up into the mountains is concerned, and you've got to get out and scout your area. There's lots of public ground available, but you have to know your area, and you ought to use good weekends like this to get out there. If you're going to go camping somewhere, go camping in the area where you're going to go hunting, and scout your area, and you'll be glad you did when hunting time comes.
And, you know, you can, like Rich said, check out our website, sportsmancolorado.com, QRS Outdoor Specialties. And as Red mentioned, Quentin Smith is a good friend of ours. And we met some other guys a few weeks ago, Southwest Outdoors Outfitters. And but, you know, you need to be clear with a company, you know, of what type of hunt you're looking for. There are things as fully guided, there's drop camps, and we got that question in. You know, what is a drop camp? And most of the time, I think you'll find this, they will get you in maybe a little bit deeper into their property than a normal hunter might want to go or can easily attain to get there. But then everything's up to you as far as your own groceries, and you do your own cooking and all that. And that's kind of what a drop camp would be. As on the other end of the thing, a fully guided hunt is maybe where they do all the cooking and the lodging and things for you. But those are things you've got to find out from an outfitter, you know, what all they do provide for you, where you don't get stuck out there and you didn't come prepared. And, you know, finding out, you know, about the outfitter and interviewing them and asking questions, looking for references and how they handle deposits, things like that. And then, you know, what can you expect on the hunt? I mean, when Red and I, we did our first one a few years ago, we really didn't know what to expect, you know, but they did a great job when we got there of sitting us down and telling us everything, and everything was awesome. And so, you know, check out our website, and we'll try to give you a lot of information there, and hopefully we will have from time to time on people that will answer any of those questions as well. And next week we do have the Colorado Parks and Wildlife on the show. Randy Hampton is going to be joining us again, so if you've got any questions, you can certainly call today, and we'll do our best to answer them. But if not, be sure and call next week when we have them on the show, and we will have him on to answer any questions and just talk about all the different things that are going on with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And as Red mentioned, it's about a $1.8 billion deal I was reading last night. Yep. And, you know, there's been some talk of some outfitters and things pulling out of Colorado because of the gun laws and things like that. But, you know, you want your hunt to be good, and you're going to spend some money, so you want it to be good. So, you know, checking out companies is just like anything else. If you're hiring a different company, painter or plumber, as we were talking about earlier, you know, you want to check these guys out, because, you know, just because they advertise somewhere that they have property and that they do outfitting services, you want to check them out. And so and Quentin is a good resource again, Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties. And you know, I think he's already full for this year, and so he's always a good reference. Sometimes I call him when people want to be on the show, and I give them a name, and just to find out if they want to, you know, if they want to be on the show, I want to make sure they're good before we have them on. So give us a call, 303-331-7116. Also, again, check out our website. We've got the Ask the Expert box there, sponsored by Sitka Gear. And if we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela gift card. We've also got a bragging gallery. You can send us your photos. And again, email us your topics, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and also like us on Facebook. We're going to take a short break and be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right here on 1600 AM The Zone.
Texas Motor Speedway.
Harvick goes up high, right up next to the wall, almost touches it.
It's the NRA 500.
Biffle quick on the brake, dives to the low side. Truex up on the high side.
Carl Edwards gets together with A.J. Allmendinger. Allmendinger's car slides along the front stretch. Here comes Jeff Gordon. They're battling door-to-door off turn four.
Catch all the excitement of the NRA 500.
Today at 4:30 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience, and I've become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dot dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full-service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Give us a call, 303-331-7116. I do want to mention our Sportsman of Colorado legal team. You heard a couple of ads there from Kevin Flesch, Ben Yablon, and then we do have another firm, Irwin and Bozen. And again, getting back to that real life stuff happens sometimes. You need to know where to go to, and we've got a great legal team, and we are working with a couple of more that may be coming on board that handle different areas of law, because we just want kind of one for each. And but check out our legal team there at sportsmanofcolorado.com. Going to go to the phones and have Rob Rowe on the line with Phoenix Pop-Up Campers. Rob, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
Awesome.
Good,
how are you?
Good. Well, I got my partner, Red Maryland, studio, too, so we'll both throw you some questions here. But, you know, you were on once before, but maybe for some of those that didn't catch your first show. And, again, I saw you guys at a show here in town, and, man, your product was extremely unique and I thought very cool and very affordable when you get to looking around the market for something that's totally custom-made. So tell us just a little bit about your campers and about your company.
Well, we've been around for all 40 or 35 years or so, close to 40. Always done, custom. So whatever you need, whatever kind of vehicle you drive, we can make a really nice living unit that goes on the back, very lightweight, drivable, and stylish. And if you need anything special, we're the place to go.
And you only build a certain number of units a year, right?
Yeah, we're a small family-run shop. Five of us do all the work. And so we do about 25 units a year, one every couple of weeks, depending on the complexity of the design.
Was your is your family a pioneer in this type of design?
I think so. I mean, I've seen pictures of Model Ts with pop-up style, you know, living quarters on them. So, no, I don't think we were the first or anything. But he kind of revolutionized a lot of ideas, my dad did. So, yeah, we could be sort of a pioneer.
Well, Red was asking because he had a pop-up camper on his Model T once. I want to give out Rob's numbers, 303-286-3921. And it's phoenixpopup.com. phoenixpopup.com is their website. Are there any shows coming up where people can come and see your product here locally?
Well, not locally. Okay. They're welcome to call us and make an appointment and then come see our factory and whatever's in production. But we do have a show down in Arizona in May in Flagstaff, which is a really cool show with all kinds of Overland products, you know, Unimogs with campers on them and such. So that's a fun show to go to. It's worth the trip, probably.
Tell us where your showroom's located.
We're over in Commerce City. If anyone knows where the Mile High Flea Market is, they have a new name, but we're about 8 blocks south of the Mile High Flea Market. We're in Commerce City.
Okay, great. And I believe we've got a client of yours on the line as well. We'll welcome Mitch to the show. Mitch, you're on with Scott Watley and Red Merrill in Sportsman of Colorado. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, good.
Pretty good.
And we've got Rob on the line with us. And from my understanding, Mitch, you're a bass angler, and you compete in Bassmaster Open tournaments and all over the southern states, it sounds like.
Yes, that's correct. Fishing the Bassmaster Open Central Series this year, so I'll be heading out to Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Louisiana this year. So,
right.
Like a trek from Arizona.
Well, tell us about your experience in with Phoenix Pop-Up Campers and Rob.
You know, I was looking for a cab-over-type camper last year, and I came across Phoenix Pop-Ups, and I'd heard about them a little bit, and I looked more into it and contacted Rob and Carrie and started asking some questions. And the main appeal for me when choosing Phoenix Pop-Up was, number one, the lightweight, and number two, the ability to choose what I want since they're custom-made. Even when I picked it up, I noticed that my miles per gallon only dropped 2 mpg because of how low it is and how lightweight. And when I'm traveling across the country towing a boat to and from tournaments all over the place, you know, that little bit adds up. Instead of pulling a huge cab over camper, you know, it's going to really weigh me down. I couldn't even tell it was back there. So yeah, I mean, it's been awesome so far. I can't wait to head out to Louisiana this week.
And kind of tell us about your design of yours and what they kind of did, what you feel may be in quote custom for you.
So in mine, I got the I have a 8-foot bed in my F-250, so we did the pulse, and it has the bathroom, which is really cool because I have a hot water heater, so I can take hot showers, I can use the restroom. I don't have to have any facilities when I'm out there camping. You know, in the past, I would have to drive to these tournaments, I would have to find hotels everywhere I went, and then I'd have to drive from the hotel to the lake, back to the hotel every day. Now with a camper, I have the ability to drive to the lake and literally camp wherever I want, and I cut that whole thing out. So now I have everything I need right there. I have a 3-burner stove, refrigerator, a heater. I mean, it's been fantastic. They even put in a custom bass fishing dining table in there for me.
Wow.
I got spotlights set up on the top, so when I pop it up, I got everything lit up all around me, so even if the facilities aren't lit up, if I'm at a campground, my whole campsite's completely lit up. So it's been fantastic.
Yeah, this is a question for Rob. What kind of materials do you use in building your campers?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Mitch for choosing us, you know, to supply him with living quarters for his tournaments. And hi, Mitch, how you doing? Good. How you doing, Rob? Awesome. And so our building materials are pretty unique. We're a totally aluminum tubular framed camper. We double weld all the joints on the camper. What that does is transfer the flexibility of the frame into the tube lengths instead of at the joints. So that's how we're able to offer a 5-year off-road warranty on the campers. They're designed for rigorous use. And then the fiberglass siding that covers the whole structure on the outside is extremely durable. It's a really hard shell, so you could be bouncing through trees and brush, and you're not going to get dents and dings and, you know, scratches on it. It's very durable. So those are some of the special features of the design.
And what are we talking cost-wise, Rob? And, I mean, just a range from, I mean, if someone, well, I'm sure you can, you know, go all over the board with that, but, I mean, just give us a kind of a range, your average unit or...
Okay. For instance, the one that Mitch described, the one on his truck, would be about a $22,000 unit. So with fridge, furnace, stove, hot water, shower, toilet, you know, lighting, jacks, power converter, battery, you know, nicely equipped, about 22. Then we have basic units that are called a shell, just living quarters, lighting, still the insulation in the pop-up section, and about 14,000 on a basic like that. And all the way, we've had some that are up to 40 and 1,000, but those are just really, really custom, way bigger, a lot more stuff inside. So we try to accommodate your budget as well as your needs.
Sure. And, you know, Rob has been kind enough to offer our listeners $1,000 off if you go there and you order a camper from them. So, again, that would fit on any of those spectrums, I guess, you know, from the $14,000 to the $40,000. So, you know, give them a call, 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. And their website is phoenixpopup.com. And, Mitch, and like you say, the big thing in this is convenience. And you go looking at all the hotel expense and all the different things and just the aggravation of pulling something. Man, this has got to be just great for you.
Exactly. I mean, it's fantastic. One thing that I was really surprised by when I hooked it up and I hooked the boat up to the back the first time is, since there's windows in the front of the camper and the door in the back, I can actually still see the boat behind me while I'm towing and still have that ease of mind that I'm towing something back there, make sure the boat's still there. But, I mean, it's great. I can... When I'm on a 20-hour road trip now out east, it's like I can pull over when I get tired, hop in the back, take a nap, get back on the road. I don't have to, you know, worry about where I'm going to stop for the night. You know, I have the place right there with me, so it's
right. Great. Well, good deal. Well, I tell you, I've been out to the showroom. I've met with Rob and Carrie, and again, a great showroom and a great product, and we will certainly have them on again from time to time. 303-286-3921, Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, phoenixpopup.com. $1,000 off if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. So, guys, thanks for calling in. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
And the game's about to start. I don't really know what I got here, but I'm
now this is what we call prime time. Pat O'Brien and Steve Hartman.
Patino adds to his resume, as you pointed out, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, and it was great to see not only Rick Pitino officially elected, but two other legendary college coaches, Guy Lewis, and then, of course, Jerry Tarkanian, who's one of my all-time personal favorites at UNLV.
Fox Sports Primetime.
Everybody wants you.
Pat O'Brien and Steve Hartman.
Weekdays at 1 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com.
Irwin & Bozen is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knife. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at mlseamanknives.com. That's mlseamanknives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes
Colorado.
To taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterTeesTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007 or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to the Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. You've heard us talk about a company called Bushman's Quiver, and Red and I are actually going to be going in May over to South Africa for a hunt, and we met these gentlemen at the Tanner Gun Show. Hunter Roop is actually the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver, and got hooked up with him. And then for the International Sportsman's Expo, Stefan Vandermeer is the owner. He was here and then stayed here for several weeks and met with a lot of different people that were interested in doing South Africa hunts. And I was able to sit down with Stefan and go through a little bit about him and about the company and all. And so We're going to play that interview for you now. And if you have any calls about, any questions, I mean, about South Africa, you know, be sure and give us a call. Hunter Roop will be back on our show in a couple of weeks. And Hunter's number, I want to give you that right now, is 303-663-4763. And again, that's Hunter Roop, and he is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. But now let's go and listen to the interview with Stefan Vandermeer of Bushman's Quiver. Stefan, thank you so much for joining us on Sportsman of Colorado today.
Yeah, it's absolutely great to be here. Wonderful. And thank you for the opportunity.
Could you tell us a little bit about growing up in South Africa and how your interest in hunting developed?
Well, Scott, I was born and raised in South Africa, and I spent most of my child time in the Limpopo Bushveld. And that's where I grew up, and that's where I developed my love for animals, my love for the African bush, and my love for hunting.
You know, after an early life of hunting and fishing with your dad, you kind of told me about that earlier, when did you first realize that you wanted to be a professional hunter? And then, second part of the question, what motivated you to take this career path?
Well, I was probably about 3 years old when my dad gave me my first little BB gun. I couldn't put it down. I had it, I think I even slept with it. And I shot my first impala at the age of 5 years old. And after that impala was down and I was all happy and up in arms there, and I just told my dad, you know what, Dad, this is what I want to do. And since then it just grew on me, and I just kept on doing what I was doing. I loved it so much. I learned so much about the African bush and what it has to offer. And I decided, yes, I want to make that my life, and I'm going to go for it.
We're visiting with Stefan Vandermeer. He is the owner of Bushman's Quiver, and you've heard us talking about Bushman's Quiver several times on the show. And they are at the Tanner Gun Show every month. So if you happen to get to the Tanner Gun Show, if you go straight back as you come through the entrance against that back wall, you'll see a gentleman by the name of Hunter Roop. He is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And, you know, and I think that's really important. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes. But if you've been thinking about going on a hunting trip to South Africa, give us a call. This is a chance to talk to a professional hunter, a guy that owns a business there. And our number is 303-331-7116. If you'd like to talk to Stefan, you can give us a call, 303-331-7116. Now, Stefan, from a client's perspective, why should South Africa be the preferred hunting location over another African country?
Well, first of all, I mean, South Africa has just got so much to offer. And because of hunting and wildlife management, there's more wildlife in South Africa now than there's ever been before. And it's easy accessible. You'll fly to Johannesburg. You can either do it as a direct flight through Delta, or you can do it in SAA Airlines from Washington. It'll take you about 14 to 16 hours. You'll be in Johannesburg. We'll be there to pick you up. And I mean, from there, it's only 1.5 hours drive north to our base camp. So it's easy accessible. There's so many hunting and non-hunting activities, so the observers absolutely have a ball out there as well. Whether you want to ride the elephants, do skydiving, or whatever you want to do, we can cater for you and we can show you a good time. And the other thing, of course, it's easy to get the trophies out. If you take all of that in consideration, I'd say that South Africa is the place to be.
Now, I mentioned you have an exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver here in the Denver area. And again, that is Hunter Roop. And I want to give you Hunter's direct line. If you want to talk to him, he has been over there several times and hunted. And we're going to have him on the show at a different time so he can tell you all about, from his perspective, of going over the hunt for the first time and now being over there a couple of times. And Red and I, we have visited with Hunter several times, and we've had even several meetings with Stefan here since he was in town for the Sportsman's Expo a few weeks ago. But Hunter Roop's number is 303-663-4763. That's 303-663-4763. You can also visit their website at bushmansquiver.com. But getting back to him being an exclusive agent, you know, we've talked about before, you're at the Sportsman's Expo this year, and there's several other booths there for the South African hunters. A lot of those guys, I found out, were just agents, but yet they book elk hunts, deer hunts, they book anything that someone will pay them to do that, and your deal's different. So you've got an exclusive agent and Hunter Roop. Why do you think that's important to your operation?
Well, I think, Scott, just to put it in a few words, you get a jack of all trades and a master of none, and that is exactly what I do not want from my agent. And I want him to have first-hand experience of what Bushman's Cove is all about from A to Z. And I want him to be a master agent for Bushman's Cove, and that way he'll be able to give clients peace of mind. He's been there, he's done that, and we work together so close, and we actually became such wonderful friends.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado here on 1600 AM The Zone, and we're visiting with Stefan Vandermeer. Again, my name is Scott Watley. If you're thinking about a trip to South Africa, give us a call, 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. Now, tell us a little bit about the accommodations that you offer at Bushman's Quiver.
Well, whether you want to sleep under the stars in a tented camp, whether you want five-star accommodation, we can accommodate you. So some people prefer the rustic type of hunt and accommodation, but we have hot water, we have jacuzzis, whatever you want. We've got it in our camps. We've got access to five or six different camps. And so if you're going to bring your wife, of course, we'll put you in one of our more exclusive camps, which will have ensuite bathrooms, air conditioning. And then again, if it's only you or you and your hunting buddy and you want it to be rustic, then we cater for you in our tented camps. It's all full service. We have daily laundry services, so you don't have to worry about bringing too much clothes. And all the food is absolutely excellent. If you hunt an impala, be sure to taste what it tastes like, and that will go for all the rest of the animals as well. I mean, that's why you are there. You want the full African experience, and that's what we're going to give you.
Now, you don't only offer rifle hunts, you also offer archery hunts, which I think I'm a rifle guy. I don't know. Africa, bow and arrow kind of scares me. I think I want the rifle. But tell us a little bit about the archery hunt and what kind of the different mindset is when you take a guy out with, you know, archery versus a guy with a rifle.
Me myself, I'm a bow hunter. I love archery equipment, and I just love spending time out there in the bush with my bow. Well, when it comes to bow hunting in South Africa, best time of the year will definitely be the later time in the winter time, which will be between June and September. That's our driest time of the year. So our bow hunting will be out of blinds. We have pit blinds, and we have elevated blinds. Your average shot distance will be around 30 yards. And yes, you will have so many opportunities to hunt all the plains game and even the big five. So bow hunting for me is a big thumbs up. I love it. And if you are a bow hunter and you are considering going to Africa, be sure to give us a call, because I will show you a good time and I will keep you busy.
You know, in closing now, there are many choices in South Africa for outfitters. As we mentioned at the Sportsman's Expo, it seems like every year there's more and more boosts there from outfitters in South Africa. In your plea of your business, why should someone choose Bushman's Quiver?
You know, Scott, there's so many good outfitters out there, and some of them are really good friends of me. I can tell you one thing, I'm a people's person, and I love hunting, and I think that's a pretty good combination. And I'm the real deal. I'm not going to jeopardize my future with my family by not being honest. So there's no hidden costs. What you see is what you get. We help you from the first day that you start planning your safari. And then even after that, if you are not willing to come to Africa as a client and leave as a friend, then just don't come. But if you're willing to leave as a friend, be sure to come and spend time with Bushman's Cove under the African skies.
You know, Red and I, we've met several people, and when I say several, I mean over 6-8 couples that have hunted with you, and every person has said their safari exceeded their expectations, and we heard nothing but great responses. So, Stefan, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to having you on again throughout the year. Again, Hunter Roop, your exclusive agent, he's going to be on with us, and hopefully we're going to get some calls from you from time to time. Again, I want to give out their information. It's bushmansquiver.com. You can call Hunter Roop directly at 303-663-4763. He is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And, you know, maybe you're not planning on going this year or next year. Maybe it's a couple of years away. But at least call him and get some information where you can start planning. And Red and I, we are planning a trip. Looks like May or June, so we're looking forward to that. And so, Stefan, again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here again. And, well, as much as I love the United States of America, I cannot wait to get back to my family. But I will be back here again next year. So, yeah, thank you so much, Scott, and thank you to America.
All right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and we'll be back with more right after this break.
Song, song of the South.
Now this is what we call Prime Time, featuring Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
RG3 came from Baylor, obviously, and he loves women's basketball. Well, this year Baylor lost, and RG3 went to Twitter, quote, "For every three-pointer they made, they threw six elbows, five straight lefts, three roundhouse." Why does RG3 get more than 140 characters?
I don't know.
Fox Sports Prime Time.
Everybody wants
you. Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
Weekdays at 1 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out, and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Whatley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC 1 Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC 1 Consulting now for details. 720-432-3229 or visit our website, tac1consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. Go right to the phones. Get with our buddy, Kevin Flesh. Kevin, good morning.
How are you?
We're doing great, bud. We're doing great. You know, Kevin, before I want to talk just a little bit about the gun law stuff, and you know, Kevin is going to be no stranger to the show. He's on from time to time. He's also going to be helping me co-host next week as Red's going to be out of town. And then when we're gone to South Africa, Kevin's going to be the host of the show for a couple of weeks. And so we depend a lot on Kevin, not only for his great legal advice, but also he's an outdoorsman and a good gun guy. And so that's why we love our relationship with him. But you know, one thing about every time you see something with the president, he's flying these people, these quote, you know, and they are victims, I shouldn't say quote victims, of like Sandy Hook victims, you know, flying them around on Air Force One just to get them all around, just to kind of further his anti-gun campaign. And man, don't taxpayers pay for that?
Yeah, they do. They do, Scott. And they're political pawns. I mean, let's face it.
Oh yeah.
The senators and congressmen wouldn't be making such a big deal of this and feel like they're in such political hot water if those folks weren't sitting across the table from them. So the president is completely political on this issue. And you know, as his former chief of staff said, you know, always take advantage of some sort of crisis, and that's what he's doing here.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Well, fill us in just a little bit about, you know, everything that you've been able to obtain and learn over the last few weeks of what's going on in Colorado for us.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. You know, obviously the governor, we were really hoping that although the legislature, the Democratic legislature, passed these gun restrictions basically relating to universal background checks and then the limitation on the size of the ammunition, the magazine ammunitions. We were really hoping that what we thought was sort of middle-of-the-road governor was going to maybe veto at least the magazine portion of the legislation. He didn't do that. Obviously, he's now signed all of those bills into law, and those become effective July 1st. It's been really interesting to see what has transpired after that in the sense that, you know, I don't know if you saw this week, but the sheriffs, the elected sheriffs in Colorado, 37 out of the 62 have joined together, and they're going to file a lawsuit against the state to try to block this legislation, to say, I'm assuming the lawsuit is going to suggest that the limitation is unconstitutional. The other problem that the sheriffs are bringing up is the fact that how are they going to enforce this? I mean, that's going to be the difficulty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriffs, I think, pragmatically look at this and say, you're doing nothing. This is all a political ploy, and where the rubber meets the road, the problem is for us is they don't have any way of actually documenting it so that they can prove that there's any violation of the law.
Yes, Kevin.
Now,
you know, anybody with any brains realizes that these laws are unenforceable. But in your opinion, I guess I'll put you on the spot a little bit. Where is this heading down the road?
Well, this is heading for the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, I think that we've got a Colorado Supreme Court that may take this up and may give us a favorable ruling, depending upon the justices who are there, but that's probably 4 or 5 years down the road. But let's face it, it's a U.S. Constitution issue, so it's going to have to be in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has been relatively empathetic to the plight of the gun owner and has been very good about reading the Constitution literally. You know, we've got the Heller decision in relating to the D.C. case that has been very helpful in sort of giving us a roadmap to see where this may go. But, you know, that's years down the road.
Right.
In the interim, we've got this gray area of what happens now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it showed clearly you can do all the background checks you want. Bad guy wants a gun, he's going to get a gun. You take the case of the young lady that bought the pistol there in Inglewood, went through the background check, gave it to that guy,
yep,
went and shot two people.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's not the problem here. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is control, and, you know, federal government, state governments want control of the citizenry. And once they get rid of the guns, they think they're going to have more control. And that's, I mean, let's face it, this is just the first step. I mean, from a political standpoint, you're absolutely right. The universal background checks make no sense to have it in place, and it's unenforceable until you get legislation that makes it mandatory to register every weapon. I mean, that's where we're headed. I mean, that's what it seems like we're headed toward, because that's the only way that the rest of this legislation makes sense.
Right. Now, you know, there's been some talk about, you know, of course, the whole deal with passing guns down and selling them to privately and all the things like that. But is there such a thing, you think, coming where you can put guns, you know, in a trust or something for family members, and then they will be able to get any of this stuff? Or where do you think that may go?
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's, to some degree, where we may be headed, to at least circumvent these issues right now. You know, I've got three daughters, and I want to pass down guns to them, and I want to pass down weapons that have more than the maximum capacity relating to the magazines. One of the things in the legislation is there is some talk that when they put the rules and regulations together to sort of comply with what the legislature has done, they're going to put in place the inability to hold these guns in trust. Now, that hasn't happened yet. But that's one of the things that I have concern about. And certainly, legally, you may be able to do that right now, but I don't know how effective it'll be down the road. So we've just got to see how that sort of plays out with regard to that part of the legislation.
Kevin, do you believe that most of the legislatures, especially those on the Democratic side that voted these gun laws in, do you believe they're all aware of exactly where this is going to be heading for gun registration and then eventually gun confiscation, or are some of them just ignorant?
Well, I've seen...
I go with B.
I've seen the statements by Representative Fields. I think she's sort of a pawn in this whole thing. She doesn't quite understand the magnitude of what she's done in bringing this legislation, and she's a good example as a mother of two individuals that were killed in an unfortunate situation, and she's bringing this legislation forward clearly for the Democrats. I would hope that, quite frankly, it's B, that she's ignorant, because I just don't see how you have to come from such a different place than where you and I come from, Scott, in the sense of, you know, individual liberties and the ability to have and bear arms under our Constitution. But maybe she does. I mean, maybe, let's face it, maybe she really believes that all of the weapons need to be taken out of our society. It's never been shown to prove a positive thing when that happens. And so I'm befuddled by these legislators that actually think that makes sense.
Yeah, and I've only got about a minute left, but, you know, it's something, too, the president always seems to say. He says, you know, common sense. Common sense people would want this. Common sense people. And like you say, all this stuff just seems to be on such an emotional deal. And again, I think a lot of it because of the Sandy Hook shooting and you know, the Aurora shooting that we've had and everything like that, instead of people really looking into it. Because you look at Diana DeGette that talked about the magazine and clips, how they're not any more use after you shoot the bullets.
Right. It's those sorts of comments that I get really concerned about because they don't understand.
Right, right. Well, Kevin, hey, man, I look forward to having you in studio next week, and we appreciate you being a great partner with us here at Sportsman of Colorado.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, have a good weekend. Kevin's number is 303-806-8886. If you have any questions in the legal realm, he's a criminal attorney and handles several other areas of law, but a good guy. Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank our guest, Rob Rowe with Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, and thank also his guest, client, Mitch, calling in. And again, thanks to all our sponsors, and thanks again for Kevin. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We'll be back with more next week on 1600 AM The Zone.